Hey, Mama, how you doing? How was your day, babe? Oh, my day was good, babe. How was yours? What did you have for lunch? Oh, by the way, we have another child. Nope, that wasn't going to work. I needed a plan. I had already brought one child into our marriage, and I knew that Tam was definitely not fond of baby mama drama. I also knew enough about Tam to know that this conversation had to be face to face, so I waited till she got home. Whew. I heard the car pull up in the driveway. My hands started to sweat. I heard the key turn in the keyhole, and I ran to the bathroom and threw water all over my face. After a few minutes of awkward silence, I walked into the bedroom and I said, "This girl done filed child support against me." Tam looked at me, and all I could see in her face was pain.
David thought I was in pain, but the truth is, I was in shock. Imagine what it must have been like to be me that day. There I was, minding my own business, doing my regular duties for the day, thinking about what I was going to cook for dinner, and totally not expecting what David was about to say. I remember it like it was yesterday. I had just came home from work. I was ready to relax before the busy weekend. We were singing every weekend at that point. The phone never stopped ringing, thank the Lord. I was grateful for the opportunity and the doors that God was opening. But I also love being at home with my family. I love the peace that came over me when I stepped into our home. Imagine how non-peaceful that felt when David told me that some other woman was suing him for child support, for a child I didn't know he had. At the core of my pain was betrayal. I was caught off guard. I felt like David had lied to me, even though later he explained to me that he really didn't know the other woman was pregnant. I didn't process it all until later. All I could think about at the time is, where did I fit into the equation? Who was I to him? Who would I be to them? What would our lives look like now? We were already at capacity. My mom was living with us. Sonia was living with us. If this child was his, David would have to take care of four children by three different baby mamas. Where did I fit on this list? How did I factor into this situation? On top of all that, I was angry. I was angry because I felt like I was being punished for not getting married the right way. Somehow a guilty heart would find every reason to condemn itself. Looking back, I know I was taking unnecessary blame and pain for something I didn't do and something I didn't cause. But that was my baggage. For years, I seen my mother do the same thing. She took on pain that she didn't inflict and apologized for things she didn't do. When my sister was abused by her boyfriends, I saw her arguing and screaming at men who didn't respect her when she should have just walked away. I saw her make extreme sacrifices for guys who never said thank you. This was a part of my bloodline. Most of the women in my family carried the weight of other people's problems. Maybe that wasn't a Johnson family problem. Maybe it's just a human problem. Maybe all of us share the same pain of guilt and shame, of overthinking and regret, of listing mistakes more than we count our blessings. Everything we could think of, I thought of it in that moment. But I knew deep down that everything would be all right. I had been through difficult seasons before, and I knew without a doubt God would bring me out of this one. I used to tell my friends, "Don't panic. Don't lose focus. Take a deep breath. Pray. Trust God to work it out." Easy advice to give, but not easy to take. When I mustered up the strength to tell David how this really made me feel, I told him the raw truth. Another baby mama fueled my insecurity. I knew none of our children were a mistake, but I didn't think my life would look like this. I thought I would get married, have children, and love one man for the rest of my life. The problem is, the man I love had children before we got married. And then we had a child before we experienced life as a newlywed couple. I worried that somehow I would get lost in all of this. The kids would take priority. The other mothers would be calling and interrupting our family rhythm. Somehow David might stop caring about me, and then he wouldn't treat me the way he's been treating me. Now I know my insecurities were all a result of what I had been exposed to in my own home. David wasn't my father. David wasn't my stepfather. David was David.